Let's summarize the key points about 22.1 Hazard Services. It comes with many significant changes. Some of those make Hydro unusable after the install, meaning focal points must take action immediately to resume Hydro operations. These changes include the restructuring of the utility tree, renaming of legacy-based generator.py, and the renaming of various product part methods. Focal points will need to run the script called checkforfileandmethodchanges.py to see where changes need to be made in existing overrides for method name changes, and then make those changes. This includes running a script called movelbg to migrate overrides of legacy-based generator.py to the new NWS-based generator.py. Once Hydro is operational and regression testing is complete, the focal point will need to configure Hazard Services with Hydro HazSimp on a specific workstation. The use of user and workstation overrides will help keep HazSimp products isolated during testing. Hydro HazSimp will become operational via a turnkey in May of 2021. For guidance throughout this process, reference the two main documents included in this training, which are the Hydro HazSimp Beta Test Information Doc and the beta test installation instructions for evaluating hydrology hazard simplification. Click next when you're ready to take the quiz.